Hey everyone, welcome to our sixth episode of Lemonology, the knowledge sharing platform. My name's Grant Pringle. I'm a senior account manager at Pill Lemon Agency, and today we've got my fellow colleague, my colleague in crime, should I say, Sophie Campion. Sophie's our head of account management, and today she's going to enlighten us and give us a lot of awesome skills and tips on how to become an effective account manager. So, Sophie, I'd love to just kick off with you. First of all, we got a few questions in mind for you, and I just wanted to understand, how did you officially actually get into account management?
Well, when I first graduated university, I was sort of looking at what I should do, and I was sort of torn between project management and account management. Before that, I'd done a data science course, and it was really interesting, but I knew the career wouldn't be for me. So I decided I'm going to have a look at something else sort of within the tech world that's quite interesting, and I found project management. And then as I was looking for jobs, I saw that account management was also quite interesting, and so I went with that route.
Awesome. Can I just ask you a question? Everyone gets so there's kind of a, you know, like a just a clear definition between the two of project management and account management. Isn't there a bit of a project management actually involved in account management? Is kind of, don't they kind of overlap with one another? So can you just give us more context around that, just so for our viewers to understand?
They definitely overlap. So with account management, it's more like you have a lot of mini projects going on at the same time. And with project management, you sort of have one big project. Let's say you're working on a site as a construction manager, project manager, or you're working on technical implementation, a roadmap for a tech project, whether it's an app or a website or whatever it might be. The main difference, I think, is just in the level of detail you go into. I think with account management, you have lots of different things on the run, whereas for project managers, to make sure everything is implemented to the details.
Definitely. So project management is more from an implementation standpoint of view, and to actually manage it from, you know, like your Gantt charts and all of those things like Scrum mastering and agile project management. That's just to give you an idea of that. Okay. So in our kind of department, you know, just to give everybody in the context, we can have anything up to between 15 to 20 clients, right? So it gets a bit chaotic.
Yeah, for sure it does.
Great. And you know, Sophie, just to understand, how do you actually build effective relationships with your customers? Because I'm sure, or should I say your clients? I mean, I know, you know, you get different personalities and different types of clients, different industries you're kind of working with. So I'd love to just get an understanding on it all. It all starts with relationships, right? Because that's how you obviously build trust. So just give me kind of an understanding on how you build relationships to that degree.
I think for me, the most important thing in building a relationship is just talking to the person, getting to know them, getting to know what they're worried about, how we can help, and just getting to know people on a one-to-one basis and being personable with them and relating to them. You know, oh, I'm stressed. Oh, I totally get it. I was stressed yesterday because of this. Oh, you know, I'm feeling quite tired. Oh, yeah, no, I've been there. So relating on your day-to-day struggles and just trying to make their lives easier, I think. So that's the way I try to build relationships.
Fantastic. You know, just off the cuff at the moment, I actually had a chat with one of our other clients today. With Sophie, which is a new client, recruitment type of client company that we're working with. And she's based in Holland, in Netherlands. So, you know, myself being in South Africa, I can actually speak Afrikaans, which is very similar to Dutch. It's got a lot of dialect in Dutch and Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And when I started speaking to her in Afrikaans, she actually understood me. And, we actually built a really good relationship. So that's kind of a deeper personal kind of meaning, and she was quite amazed, but she didn't even know South Africa there was a language called Afrikaans. So but off the cuff, I felt that's one of the ways how, you know, this is really building a solid relationship with the client, because, you know, you're getting to adapt to their meaning and understanding and way of life. And you know, and having had the experience of being to Amsterdam and Holland, where she's located, I can actually relate with that. So I think from your side, Sophie, from what you obviously just said, I think it's about the relatability. It's about building that kind of solid relationship in the beginning. And but I just wanted to share that with everyone, because I think it's a really awesome thing. If you can kind of connect with someone from your own experiences that assist in that manner. So I just wanted to share that with you, because I felt really cool about that today.
Yeah, that's super cool. And yeah, definitely. That's one of the ways. It's just those personal things. That's really cool.
Yeah, definitely. But obviously with relationships, there comes trust, right? So can you just give us an understanding on how do you actually build trust through communication?
I think the biggest and most important thing I've always tried to do with my clients is just be honest when things aren't going well, saying, yeah. Oh, look, this is where things aren't going well, but this is what we're going to try and do to fix it. When things are going well, we'll look at, okay, how can we expand upon this? How can we improve? But I think trust is built on, you know, honesty, just being honest with your clients, just letting them know what's going on. And that's the most important thing, really.
Because you don't want to obviously beat around the bush. You want to get straight to the chase and give them a clear understanding of what's going on. And transparency is key, right? So if we can be transparent and open with our clients, they can actually see, wow, you know, then there's no like bull dust or anything around that. And from that angle, it's basically, it's about transparency and credibility. That opens credibility in the relationship. Am I right?
Yeah, of course. I think, that's like you said, openness and transparency leads to credibility. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Right. And I think when it comes to that, you know, the problem solving obviously kicks in from that angle. So before we get into the problem solving side of things, I wanted to understand, Sophie, for our viewers and listeners out there, how do you actually build a plan of action or roadmap for your clients based on a specific project or a campaign that you want to run?
I think that's really hard to have a set roadmap because things always change. There might be a Google update, or the client might have a different desire or a different need. There might be a change in the website, which leads to different motives. It really depends. I think the biggest thing with being an account manager is just being agile with the way that you can just sort of move into different areas. And sort of your ability to plan for the next week. And also think long term in terms of, okay, where will that lead us in a week or two? And what will we do from there? But it can vary quite a bit. I find it hard to be thinking in terms of 3 months and 6 months. You can build an idea, but I often find that those will change. Those frameworks will change.
If I give you an idea like SEO, which is quite a, that's kind of a set roadmap in place. Mm-hmm. That's just to give everyone an example. A roadmap like that would take roughly about to get the client to where they want to be. It's kind of around 3 months to that degree, is it? Or
it really depends on the client's goals. It depends on the how reasonable they are. If someone who had a domain authority of 2 said, oh, yeah, I want to be ranking for a really high difficulty keyword like marketing, let's say. There's no way in hell we're going to get them there in 6 months, right? But obviously
in 6 months,
With time and with effort, of course you can. But also there's you can find ways to reach mini goalposts. So you can say, okay, we might not reach here, but we can sort of reach here and you're here. So it really does depend. But I'd say 3 months to sort of get things going and get traffic increasing and to see improvements for sure. I think that's a good point of reflection.
Brilliant. And I think from a team building, a teamwork perspective, you know, just to get everyone's thoughts on it, because, you know, more than one brain makes everything work. So if you can have a really good, solid plan of action, even if it's just to discuss it internally with the team and do a bit of huddling, I think that's a great idea to build a solid roadmap for the future or for that specific campaign.
Definitely.
That's great, Sophie. And then just to also ask you... I know nowadays there's obviously way, variety of different forms of communication. Back in the old days, there just used to be a telephone or a quick pop by to the office. But in today's day and age, everyone works kind of remotely, you know. So it's post-COVID, things just, shot through the roof.
Yeah,
I mean... where technology has advanced, we would probably wait for 40 years. It's now advanced within 2 years with all these new SaaS systems in place. So can you enlighten us on the types of communication platforms you work with your clients on?
Well, it varies from client to client. Some clients will prefer a call. Okay. Some clients will prefer an email. Some clients will prefer a text. So it's sort of WhatsApp and email, really. Those are the two main, and of course, video calls. Those are the three main sort of forms of communication. I think a video call is really good when a client's frustrated. I think that's a good way to just talk in long form and just have a discussion, have a rant, have a an opportunity to hear their side of things. I think emails are good for updates, anything that you need that's a one-liner, you don't want to bore people. And then messages are good just for emergencies as well, I find. If you want to get someone really quickly, you can just, you know, message them on WhatsApp or just call them. So I think those are sort of the tiers that I go into. Also, video calls are great just in general, just to chat and catch up. It doesn't have to be because the client's frustrated. It can also just be to talk and, like you said, build that rapport and just get to know people, because you don't really get to know people through an email. You know, it's through talking that you do.
Exactly. I totally agree. And like you said, WhatsApp is one of the other aspects we use as a company. And there's a really cool app we use called LeMap, you know, that obviously integrates from a Chrome extension point of view. To all our viewers and listeners out there, there's a really cool app called LeMap. You can check it out on Google Chrome extension. You will not look back, because it's really great for, you won't even need a tool like Slack anymore. But I think, you know, we effectively use it, and our founder uses it because he can manage a team of 107 people on it. So I think talking about communication, we work effectively very well internally when it comes to opening new groups, discussion forums. We even have our own Lemonology WhatsApp channel, so which is pretty cool. So yeah, but you've definitely hit the nail on the head on that, Sophie. And it just depends on the client's preference as well, on how they want to go about their communications, because that's normally in the onboarding form. We ask them that specific question, or in the call itself. But yeah, you know, I think also with email, like you said, you know, it's also for your general updates, like your reports, anything that's kind of got a more serious nature relating to something that needs to be in written form. So you can always trail that and get back to that. But if it's just very short and precise things, I think a quick message or a voice call definitely makes sense. So thanks so much for that. Then I think moving beyond contacts, I just want, you know, we obviously touched on building relationships with our clients, but how do we actually build relationships within the team? Because I think what's equally as important as building relationships with our clients is building relationships with our fellow team members, because if they don't get the job done, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to lose a client. So we just need to understand, how do you prioritize by building relationships within the team?
I think my role as an account manager is to support my team. And the way I think about it is, how can I best get the best deliverables out of this person? So if this person I know will be late by 2 days, and they say they'll get it done by Wednesday, but I know they always get it done by Thursday, then I'll say to the client, okay, it's going to be done by Friday. So it gives them a breather. They're not stressed. I also try to sort of keep any stress from clients on myself and not pass it on to the team. So to keep the morale high in the team. And obviously, if there's times where the team isn't doing well and it's just glaringly obvious, you have to sit them down and say, look, this is what we need to change. But overall, you have to be the person that's controlling the emotions of both the morale of the team and the morale of the client. As well as that, I think just getting to know people on a personal basis, having calls, chatting to them, asking them how they're finding their job, you know, I try to get to know everyone. I try to understand if they're happy, if they're unhappy, where they're at in their headspace, because that also reflects in your work, I think. Sometimes when I'm stressed, I don't perform as well as I should normally. And that's when I know, okay, so someone needs to support me and help me because I'm not doing the best I can. And I will vocalize it and be honest, and I'll say, hey, Ion, I think, let's say I'll go to a team member and I'll say, I don't think I performed well here, or I'll look for advice, or I'll say, I think this might be a problem. But I try to create an environment where people can just message me and just call me and come to me with any problem. And I might not have the solution and I might give you the wrong answer, but I will be there to try.
And that's what it boils down to, efforts and getting to that. I totally am with you on that. I just think it's a great thing too, because, you know, if we have to put ourselves in our team members' shoes and just think the way what goes behind the scenes, because they're not only dealing with your clients, they're dealing with other account managers' clients. So it's quite a lot of pressure on their side. So I think it's also, like you said, about managing clients' expectations too, because you don't want to obviously over-promise and under-deliver. So if we can get a kind of a fine line in between the two, where you one's not really over-promising, or if there's specific projects that we're planning to undertake but we can't deliver on. So I definitely think that's a really interesting thing. So just looking at when it comes to job tasks, can you just enlighten us how you prioritize your job tasks? Are there any specific tools or systems you use to that degree, and how do you go about it?
So during meetings themselves, I'll have a good old-fashioned notepad next to me just to write down any key points that I need to get done. I think in terms of tasks, every morning I have a notes app on my laptop, and I have all my the tasks that I need to do, and I have them in terms of the most urgent and the things that can be done but can get done tomorrow. I always just keep on updating and refreshing that list. It's not always the most in detail, but then I'll have references to things I need to look at or things to jog my memory. So, for example, if a client has something, let's say they send an email, I'll just have a link to that email and I'll say, fix this, and it'll have a link to whatever I need to fix in detail. Or awesome. Get this report to this person by this deadline. Sort of, prioritizing by deadlines, really.
And I think it's the tasks at hand that need urgent attention, in the next day or two that you'll obviously undertake. So it's all in a timeline process, I think, the way you manage that. I know there's a few apps out there like Trello, there's Google Tasks. I'm quite a firm believer in Google Tasks because it's connected to my calendar, which makes it easier. So, instead of using separate apps, that's pretty cool. And then, we obviously do, I think there's the start of day, end of day thing, on Loom. So we can actually have we have an accountability manager in our company, so she always checks those. That's just to paint the picture in the day in the life of an account manager at Pearl Lemon, right, Sophie?
Definitely, yeah. There's a lot that goes into it.
Awesome. Now we're getting to problem solving and finding solutions. So I just wanted to understand, how do you as an account manager conduct problem solving and finding solutions for your clients? It's quite an open-ended question, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think for me, at the beginning especially, I think asking other people for advice, the way the company works, what our protocols are, is always useful. So you understand what the next steps would be. But also just Googling things. I think Google is just such a useful tool these days. You can look up, what is this? How do I do this? Pretty much. And I think those are the two things. It's either going to people or going online and trying to find your solutions. I think that's it. And also trying to be proactive and sort of prep and say, this client's Google Search Console is showing that they're not getting good results. Why is that? What can we do to fix it? And sort of coming with a plan of action. So if there are problems, sort of being ready for those.
And the best way to do it, Sophie, is actually pick up the problems before the client does, right? So if we can be one step ahead, we obviously picked up something in our discussion the other day. There's the traffic light symbol where you've got the green light, the yellow lights, the orange light. Sorry, I don't know all the lights, but I mean, you just definitely know you don't want to get to the orange and red lights. You want to stay away from these. So if you can just get to the yellow light from the green light and just be middle way there, but I think anything beyond that, you want to get the fire squad in.
100%. Yeah, I agree with you. Definitely. I think it's a really cool system, actually. Sorry.
Definitely. No, 100%. And I think, we need to definitely have like a WhatsApp channel for that. We've got the firing squad WhatsApp channel, but I think maybe like a traffic light symbol one. Anyway. When it comes to tools and systems, what makes your job easier? So just for all the account managers out there or project managers to that degree, what would you use that can make your life a bit easier?
For me, I found that Notion is quite good. So we were talking about tools and things. I do tend to use notes for day-to-day, but in terms of tracking the sort of the timeline of a client or what's going on, I find that Notion is quite a good tool to plan things and have a calendar and have deadlines and everything in there for. Because it depends on the level of depth I need to go in for the client. Sometimes there are cold calling clients. There's very little there. It's, do we have the targeting? Do we have the numbers? Are we hitting everything? What are the results? So it's a very simple campaign, but there are obviously campaigns that are more complex and more in depth. So they need a tool that's better to manage things.
Did you say Notion? N-O-T-I-O-N. Okay, great. Yeah. We'll add it in the link below so our viewers can actually, or listeners can actually, get a sense of that tool. And thank you very much for sharing that with us. But obviously there's a lot of other tools out there like Asana, project management. I mean, based on everything, each to their own, would I say. But I think that's a really great tool from that angle. And Sophie, next thing I wanted to ask you is there any advice you can give to other people working in client success management or project management? Anything to do with that involves clients. I'm not going to really say project management because there's a bit of project management involved in account management, but mostly from a client perspective, is there any suggestions or advice you can give anyone out there on how to become an effective, successful account manager?
I think be nice to people. I think that's the biggest thing for me is just be nice to people. Try, do your best. I don't think there's any better advice. Be organized. Try and listen to everyone. Take notes. Make sure things are getting done on time. And if they aren't, why? Question things. But yeah, I think the main thing that I think is important as a human, as a colleague is just be nice to everyone, because you never know if someone's having a rough day and if you're suddenly just, you know, screaming at them, it's not going to be in your favor. And also, like, if you're in a pinch and then you ask that person, oh, could you help me? They're not going to be like, oh, I'd love to help you out right now. You just screamed at me yesterday, you know? There's I think being nice to people.
So it backfires, you know? So you got to, you know.
Yeah.
I agree.
Nice, and also be nice to your clients. Even if they're not being nice to you, just, you know, there's always times you can say, look, I'd love to just continue this conversation, but might need to take a break just being honest with
just
them.
Just be level-headed, right? Yeah.
100%. And, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's fantastic. You know, Sophia, we would love to have you back again, and I'm sure there's much more tips that we can discuss down the line, but I think these are just kind of the basics just to get an understanding of a day in the life of an account manager at Pearl Lemon. So thank you so much for sharing this with us. And to all our viewers and listeners out there, really keep an eye out for our next episode. I'm not going to reveal it just yet, but each and every episode, there's just different discussions and across our various subsidiaries at Pearl Lemon Group that we discuss upon. So just keep an eye out for our next episode. And Sophie, once again, thank you for being on the